the exciting people, the genuinely original people, the innovative people, are people who are able to draw the different sources of knowledge and wonderment together. The narrow, calculating, rational people who have, in fact, destroyed economics by removing it from its ethical base within a culture of political economy, who have all equally found themselves unable to address adequately the issues that arise in relation to our fragile planet, seeing our relationship to nature as one of domination rather than as one of symmetry, for which there are thousands of years of scholarship. So I'm offering you really what my wish is for you, is that you have that whole world of scholars and none of the narrowness that is in fact that has brought us to our present position. I wish you all the openness, the generosity of it, and you will find in that divine within yourself the inspiration to be able to handle the hollow moments, the weak moments, the moments of stress and agony. And you will be able to look at the other person and see that it isn't yourself you're looking for a reflection, but a fellow citizen. That is what I think you want. And also I remember, for example, when I was Minister for Culture, one of the most important meetings I had was with the late Václav Havel. And he said we were discussing the concept of hope. Hope not as some ideal, as some idealism that couldn't be implemented. Not hope as something just a sentiment, but rather hope as the identification of the realizable possibility in every life. A realizable possibility when one life and its prospects are placed alongside another life. And then democracy flourishes, and you have a great blossoming of democracy. That is when Havel came up with the comment, and he said, vision is not enough, he said. It must be combined with venture. It is not enough to stare at the stairs. We must step up the stairs as well. And that means, therefore, that the power of an ethical vision in young Ireland, this Ireland that is emerging, placed alongside the other youth of the world, and all those other generations that have retained and remained young in their hearts and mind and soul. That is the wonder, that is the possibility of our world, and I wish you for it.